let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Strength of the Nation by Louisa Morella Plancher is an excerpt from another manuscript, The Angel of the Lord, which will be published soon. Now in Strength of the Nation, Louisa asks, how do we make our nation great and strong? She writes, we do this by entering the same mindset of the prophets of old, because the brilliance of discovery and the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding are not our own, but of the spiritual power above. Louisa says we need to make America great and strong, not only for our sake, but also for the sake of all the nations on earth. And we need to see ourselves as the beacon of hope for humanity, as the founders of this great nation did. Louisa is an Italian school teacher, married an American citizen, moved to the USA. Here she earned a political science degree and pursued a career in social work. She started writing in 1980, and when President Trump appeared on the political scene, she decided to expand a concept she was working on to make America great again and to help it become even greater. Back with us on This Week in America, Louisa Morella Plancher, author of The Strength of a Nation, recommended by the U.S. Review and recipient of the Pacific Review Star awarded to books of excellent merit. Louisa, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you back with us again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I love you, and I love everybody, and I love this wonderful nation of the United States of America. There is no nation as good as this one. Do you know why? Because we contain all the people from all the world.
Yes.
And then we now can demonstrate to the entire world that as we become united here in the United States, according to the wish of our founders wanted us to be united, and now we are going to contribute and to become united and stop all these frivolous lawsuits against the president, ex-president Trump, and stop other lawsuits, stop all this bickering and become united so that we can demonstrate that as we are united right here in the United States, the entire world can be united.
A beacon of light, as I mentioned in the beginning, one of the goals that you have. And if you're just joining us, Louisa Morella Plancher, I'll spell that as we go through. The name of the book is simple, The Strength of the Nation. You can tell, and she writes and speaks with that same passion about her topic. What inspired you to write this book? Because there's a lot of research, a lot of thought put into the style of the book, the delivery of your message. What inspired you to write The Strength of the Nation?
So The Strength of the Nation, we see ourselves as God sees us. God loves all of us. He loves the black and the white and the Chinese and the Japanese and the Russians. He loves all of us, the Africans, Europeans, all of us. He made us a little different from each other so that we're not like robots. No, we have our own families, we have our own cultures, and we contribute to each other, and we contribute to other cultures, and we have a good relationship. And then, not only that, we have Jesus. Jesus is the one that unites all of us under his leadership. And then in our prayers, we always say, your kingdom come. So the kingdom of God will come with our Jewish people as leaders and all of us coming along with them. So we need to help the Jewish people repent. And in order to repent, they will look at us that they're going to say, whoa, what helped them? They were all mixed up. What helped them? Now everything is all right. Who helped them? Jesus did. Jesus, yeah, that they gave us Jesus. And now we bring Jesus back to them.
You know, I'm just going to mention another element that you talk about is patriotism. And sometimes you think that may be lacking, especially in younger people who don't fully understand patriotism. You, as I mentioned, came from Italy. So you have probably a unique understanding of the United States and what it represents. Talk about the role of patriotism. How important is it that we're proud of who we are and where we are?
Yes, we need to be proud to be here in the United States, because right here our neighbor can be from someplace else, and we make good communications, and we help our neighbor like we help ourselves, and we can do that right here in the United States of America. That's why we are all together here. There is a mission for the United States of America, and this mission is going to be accomplished with the help of God and with the help of Jesus, and for us to look at ourselves as God looks at us.
The last time we talked, I believe it was during the presidency of Donald Trump, and we talked extensively about that. He's back in the limelight again. There are others out there. Do you see others that understand building a nation and the strength of the nation? Who are some that you look up to that are on the political scene now?
Oh, in the political scene, I like all of them. So what we can do, we can put President Trump back to the White House, and all these nice people who want to be presidents, well, we give them a job to do, and so that they acquire the skills to become a president. Right now, none of them is ready. President Trump is the best right now, and he has demonstrated to us that he can do the job. He is the best. We have to have him, and then the rest, they can become a part of his administration.
What are some of the issues that you're seeing in the news now that has an impact on your thoughts, the strength of a nation, that may work in favor of a strong nation, may work against it? What are some of the things that you see that concern you?
So right now in the news, we have this lady, 28-year-old lady, that she killed six people at the church, and she is a transgender.
Yes.
Well, there is a way to deal with the transgender issues. And this way is so simple, but it needs to be done. And so what happens is that when the little boy comes in, the mom sometimes do not have enough milk or something, and buys a baby formula. Most of these baby formulas, they are made with soy milk. And guess what soy milk contains? Contains female hormones. I talk about these issues on my book, on page 49. I want everyone to read my book. I have this solution for this gender problem. Okay, let's talk about these issues. So instead of giving any formula, mother has to look for formulas that do not contain soy for boys. For a girl, she can give the girl soy formula, but not for boys. And the boys, when they're born, if they do not have no soy, they will have no problem with gender. Because it's the soy that gives these young people the problem. And then the adulthood, don't eat no soy. And there are supplements, there are many things around that contain soy products. No, for men, don't stay away. And then the community, the doctors need to find a way to help now the people that have been had this soiting and give them testosterone, a little testosterone for the little boys and more testosterone for big for adults. And so every week, every day, we just have to find out how much. And so to watch that they don't become too much aggressive, so it needs to be a solution that helps them become the men that they
yes.
want to be.
One of the issues that's addressed in Louisa's book, the book is The Strength of the Nation, Louisa Morella Plancher. If you're Googling that, Louisa, L-U-I-S-A. Morella, M-I-R-E-L-L-A, and Plancher is P-L-A-N-C-H-E-R. Book available at Amazon, urlinkpublishing.com, Barnes & Noble, all of the places. A direct link to our Amazon page by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk a little bit about the layout of the book, the style of this. You make it very, very easy to read. You've incorporated an angel, some world leaders in there. It's a very entertaining book as well as a book that contains powerful messages. Talk about the style of putting this book together because it does capture your attention.
Well, I was a school teacher in Italy, and I learned how to write. And so when I came here in the United States, Luigi asked me, do you want a degree in the United States? I said, yes. And he sent me to school. I have a degree in political science. And then I started to write and write. And so I wrote this book just with the skills that I have about writing. That's all I can tell you.
Well, you've
and
done
then
it.
With the help of God.
And the book is The Strength of the Nation. It's available wherever books are sold, the Louisa Morella Plancher. What are you thinking about next in writing? Will you do a revised edition, a sequel to this? Are you working on something now? With everything going on in the world, I would think there'd be so many ideas floating around in your mind.
Well, what I discovered Skype and Zoom, and with Zoom I can record myself. So I'm making videos now, and I want to be on TV because I have other issues that I want to help with. And then maybe we can make a show that we have problem solvers, people that know how to solve this problem. We invite them on the show, and then we solve some problems. Some of these problems don't require too much, but require the fact that the people need to know what to do. And so I want to be on TV now. I want to be on the news. I have a TV show and help people to get our nation to prosper and prosper and prosper until we become the leadership for the whole countries.
The Strength of the Nation is the title of Louisa's book. You mentioned some of the topics that you discuss in the book and that you're working on now. What are some of the others? What are you working on now? What are you planning on doing? Maybe the Skype video that you talked about, getting that message out there, all of these elements in building up the strength of our nation.
Well, for the moment, I want someone to help me with already what I am. And then we continue to do, because if I do not see any results, and then I do not become motivated. Right now, I want someone to pay attention to me and to put me on TV. I have a page on YouTube. On YouTube, on a search area, write Louisa Plancher, and then you'll have everything that I have done on YouTube.
So you got your own little TV channel there, and you could go and pick up information on Louisa's book, The Strength of the Nation. What kind of feedback do you get from politicians? And very complimentary of Donald Trump. Did you send him a copy of the book, by the way?
Yes, Yes, now someone, they're trying to make a movie about me and my husband and how we met, and World War II, how my father died. So some people are working on a script so that we can have a movie. Isn't it nice?
That would be nice. And we've got a couple minutes left. I talked about your background in the beginning. Let's talk about the background. You've been through a lot. You excelled a school teacher in Italy, come to the United States. All of that gives you a unique platform, doesn't it, to look at our country and to maybe be more appreciative than those of us who grew up here with everything we have.
Yes, in Italy, when I in World I was born during World War II, and in World War II, my father was a military with Mussolini. But when they came from Africa, then my father went to see his Jewish friends, and they were not home. And then he went to see another group of Jewish friends. No one was home either. That's when he learned that they were being sent to Germany to die in ovens. So my father joined a group of partisans. They were against Mussolini. Get Mussolini out of Italy. So they had a scaffold, and the partisans won. Mussolini asked to Hitler to send people, and they came from Germany, and they killed all the partisans. They killed my father and all the group in Porta Capuana, Napoli. I couldn't go to Porta Capuana, Napoli. I couldn't go. Every time I went there, I would cry because that's where my father died.
Oh, that's such a touching story, and gives us an idea of why you feel so strongly, what you've been through. And I apologize bringing it up. It's still obviously a very sensitive area, and certainly understandable what you've gone through here. And again, it gives you a unique perspective. Our guest is Luisa Morella Plancher. The book is The Strength of the Nation. We've got a couple of minutes left in the program. What are some of the elements that makes a nation strong? You've touched on some of them, but what makes a nation strong, and what do you want to see us work harder on?
A nation is strong when people listen to each other and then they help each other. In the name of Jesus and God, we cannot forget about Jesus and God, because when we try to do things on our own, it's not going to work. Jesus is the one who unites us. In the name of Jesus, we need to contact each other and listen to what everyone has to say, and then try to find solutions together. That's what makes a nation strong, finding solutions together.
And all of that is involved in politics, and you address that in the book, The Strength of the Nation. How do we make politics work for everybody? Because it's become us versus them. You can say whatever you want. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to do whatever I want. And it seems like we don't have any effort now to negotiate, to take something positive from anybody, independent of their political affiliation. Is politics becoming too divisive?
Well, yes, the Democrats have their own agenda, the Republicans, they have their own agenda, but president, we need to ask the new presidents, and even President Biden, if he can, to come together with Democrats and Republicans and solve the issues together without any agenda overrunning the other agenda, to help one another, because we need to demonstrate to the American people that we can do this. We can come together. together in love and harmony and solve our problems together. So maybe every week the president and the Republicans and Democrats to come together. Maybe they need to have every week a session, or maybe every 2 weeks. It needs to start with the top, with top leadership.
We've got about a minute left. How optimistic are you? Do you think we're moving in the right direction? Is it something you see that could be done, doing all of these different things that you talked about, all these different aspects, to build up the strength of the nation? How optimistic are you?
Yes, I am optimistic because the United States has gone through a lot, but I am optimistic that we can achieve union and friendship. We can do this in the name of Jesus. We can do this.
Well, that's a great place to end our conversation today. Back with us on the program has been Luisa Morella Plancher. That's Luisa. Morella, Mirella, Plancher, P as in Poi, Paul, Lancher. The book is The Strength of the Nation. You'll find it wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, at urlinkpublishing.com, all of those places, and link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Luisa, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us once again. We will stay in touch, and thank you for being with us and sharing the message, the strength of our nation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It is always a pleasure. Luisa Morella Plancher. Information on Luisa, where the book's available, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.